This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and I hope you are doing well this evening. I have a video to share with you tonight. It's not going to be too long, but it's going to be important. As the title of the video says, if you're looking for solutions, looking for community, well, this is the place to come. For those of you who are familiar with the Freedom Cell Network, concept of Freedom Cells, probably those of you who've been following my work a little bit longer, this is maybe something you've been aware is coming. We've been working on relaunching the Freedom Cell website way back in January 2022 during the Greater Reset 3 in here in Mexico and in Texas. Between our worldwide audience, we raised $15,000 with a specific goal of relaunching the Freedom Cell Network, fixing some kinks and things that weren't working that great before, translating into multiple languages, adding new features and all this stuff. And I'm happy to say here we are 6 months later and the site has officially launched today, August 1st, 2022. And we'll be talking about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to invite you guys to bookmark my website, theconsciousresistance.com. As always, this is where you can find all my content. And you can find a lot of old videos if you search Freedom Cells here. Let me just go ahead and do that. You can find talks I've given about Freedom Cells, which are still interesting and relevant, but there's also a lot of old videos that apply to the previous versions of the website. But there's lots of info that can be gained. So I'm going to do a pretty one thing explainer for those of you who are new to Freedom Cells in just a moment. But before we do that, check out this awesome website, freedomcells.org. Freedom Cells is in C-E-L-L-S, the cells in your body, which are all individually powerful and unique, but together are you and doing something amazing. This is our website. I'm going to go through it today. We're not going to do a whole breakdown. We have videos coming and guides on our how-to page once you log in. But I'm going to show you guys a little bit about what you can do on this site and why you should join if you haven't joined. And if you joined years ago and maybe haven't been back in a while because you thought the site sucked or there was something not working, please forgive us. Thank you for your patience. I invite you to come back and do it again. Try out what we're doing now. So let me go ahead and let's just play this real quick video. This is the Freedom Cell Network trailer video, which is on the front of our website. And in the next couple days, the video will be, we have the video in Portuguese, Spanish, German, I believe Dutch. And we're going to have the whole site translated. Right now, the site is already available in German and Spanish, and it'll be available in Brazilian and Portuguese, Portugal, Portuguese, as well as Dutch very soon. So check this out. This is the Freedom Cell trailer. Give you a quick info on what Freedom Cells are about, and then I'll show you what the website can do.
Welcome to the Freedom Cell Network. Freedom Cells are local peer-to-peer groups of 8, organizing themselves in a decentralized manner with the goal of empowering group members through education, peaceful resistance, and the creation of alternative institutions. Think of it as your activist support network. These local cells of 8 members work together to accomplish goals. Potential goals include skill sharing, growing food, ensuring every group member has storable food, encrypted communication, an emergency plan, as well as learning self-defense methods. Cell members also make themselves available to render mutual aid to their group in whatever form that may come. As individuals form their first group of 8, or their inner cadre, they begin to organize themselves into a web of decentralized cells. These separate cells form a network of groups of 8, which also have the goal of empowering group members through peaceful resistance and creating alternative institutions. Through building and supporting alternative systems such as local food networks, health services, mutual defense groups, peer-to-peer economies, and communication networks, Freedom Cells will be better able to disconnect themselves from the state institutions they deem unworthy of their support. Once groups become large enough in numbers, it becomes possible for participants to opt out en masse and focus on the creation of new systems. As these individual cells connect and link up with each other around the world, they are forming a parallel network to the mainstream society. This is what we call the Freedom Cell Network. If you want to find like-minded people in your area who are focused on solutions, join the rapidly growing community at freedomcells.org.
Well, damn, there you go. That was it. End of video. No, but I hope you guys enjoyed that. That is the trailer that we put together last year to better explain. And that was an update of a video I did way back in 2016, because I've been promoting this concept of freedom cells. What is a freedom cell? Let's start there really specifically and briefly. A group of seven to nine, ideally eight people who come together and say, hey, we live in the same area. Let's meet on a weekly or monthly basis. Let's set goals for the next 6 months to a year. Let's learn about different topics. Let's learn about skills. Let's make sure that each of our group members has an encrypted form of communication. Let's make sure that each of our group members has a couple of months of backup supply of food. Let's make sure we all understand permaculture and know how to apply it. Let's make sure that we all can render CPR in case somebody's in need. Let's make sure that if we have an electric outage or a hurricane or any sort of emergency, we have a plan and we're going to meet here and do this thing and that thing, right? This is your mutual aid support group, your, as I said in the video, your activist support network. And the potentials of what can happen with freedom cells are really limitless. So I first heard about it from John Bush in 2015. I started talking about it in 2016 back in Texas and putting out countless videos, as I said, on the website. You can find a lot of relevant videos on theconsciousresistance.com. But more specifically, more directly to the topic, let's go to the website, the Freedom Cell website, the new website. This is the front page here, and I'm just going to spend, I'm going to show you a little bit of what you can do once you log in, but I want to encourage everybody here, go sign up, create a free account, and if you have any issues, you can go to the help page. We have a support page. You can send emails, and we'll get you signed up just in case you have any issues, because we literally just launched today, and you know things are going to need to be ironed out, but overall, we're so excited to share this. So what are freedom cells? Freedom cells are local peer-to-peer groups, typically consisting of eight people, who organize themselves in a decentralized manner with the goal of empowering group members through education, peaceful non-compliance, and the creation of parallel institutions. Why do we need them? Because we're being isolated from our community by authoritarian law, invasive technology, and divisive culture. Tyranny and technocracy are on the rise. A local support network has never been more important for our health, liberty, and success. So how do you get involved? Join the network, register on the site, create your profile, connect with others in the area, begin creating your own local cells. We will never give out or sell your information. Now, here's a little bit about what you can do for free on the website. Build communities and connections. You can create or join your own freedom cell, an online place for your cell to share updates, knowledge, and drive in-person organization. Because the whole, you know, kind of theme behind freedom cells is meeting in real life. It's not just about creating new groups on the internet. You know, you could do that on Facebook if you wanted to. We have groups and cells on the website, but the whole purpose is for people to use our maps, as I'm about to show you, to find people in their local area to connect with in the real world. Because maybe some of you are already plugged in, you got a lot of activist friends, and you regularly do activities, homesteading stuff and encrypted communication and homeschooling and all kinds of good things, right? But others are still trying to find their tribe and find their people and still don't know anybody in their area. That's the whole purpose of Freedom Cells. That's why we saw so much growth. I talked about this, you know, since 2016, but it wasn't until March 2020 and the following months after that, June 2020, when the Great Reset was announced, that we saw this explosion of exponential growth in the Freedom Cell Network. We went from a couple thousand people on the website and a few thousand people who probably heard about it from me or John Bush to over 30,000 people on the website now. And we expect this to go to 50,000 by the end of this year. We want to hit 100,000 next year. And this is not just the United States thing or a Mexico thing. This or a North America thing. This is a worldwide movement that is growing. That's why the website is going to be available in many languages. So you can create freedom cells, but you can also, again, and maybe you're the person who doesn't know anybody, you can use the local group, find local groups and members using our maps. We have member maps and cell maps that you can go on there and you can put your area, say you're in Chicago, Illinois, and you want to find everybody that's within, you know, the 100 miles, 50 miles of you. You can go to the maps and show me all the cells, the groups that have been created. Show me all the people that exist here. You can look at their profiles, see what their interests are. And because we've now made the profiles more kind of feature rich and more information, which we actually made a requirement, because one of the biggest complaints we saw before was people would say, I'm trying to look up people's profiles and they don't put any information. So when they search the map, they find somebody and people are just, maybe it's a spam account. Maybe they're lazy. Well, no more of that. You have to fill out the information on the profile, including putting your location, not your home address. Never give us your home address. but putting in a location near you so people know if you're close and they want to contact you, but also putting interests and skills, and you can assign yourself roles. Like, are you a permaculturist? Are you a builder? Are you a mechanic? Are you a healer? All kinds of things like that. You can put on your profile, are you ready to meet people in person? And you can also search by these features. So you can search on the map, show me only the people in Chicago who are willing to meet in person, who are also interested in permaculture, if you want to get that specific. Now, what it's going to take is for everybody who has an old profile to go to their profiles, click manage, and you're going to have to update your profile with these new settings. And all the new people coming in will already be doing that. And so I imagine within a couple of weeks, we'll be able to search the maps and find those features. We also have direct contact and encrypted messaging. If you can see the bottom of my screen, I got this we have this live like messaging tab like you're used to on some other places. It's really simple, but you can also use PGP on the website, put in your own PGP key so people can contact you and have encrypted communications. We now have created the Agora, where you can post listings and trade things. So you can put your local produce that you're selling, your honey, your eggs, whatever you got, as long as it's legal, because we are not looking for any reason for people to try to shut us down. And it can also be, we have on here the Agora, you can actually put a dating ad. So this is one thing that many people have asked for us. You would go on the Agora, you create your ad, and you put like it's for dating, you fill out all the stuff, and you just, hey, I'm looking for this, or I'm trying to meet somebody who's unvaccinated in this area, etc. And people can search and they can find, show me all the ads, what's available in my area. So that's going to be really cool. And of course, we have the public calendar where you can organize events. So you can create cells in this group. You can find cells and find other people, message them directly, get to know them with the goal of meeting in person and using the website only to coordinate, but really meeting in person. You can use the calendar to promote your upcoming events. You can use the Agora to sell things. And I mean, I'm so excited about the growth of what the potential, because anybody who's used the website knows that it was barely functioning. Well, I don't want to say barely. I'm so thankful to everybody who helped us get the site to where it was before, but it was not functioning to its fullest capacity, I'll say. And even with that, it still helped thousands, tens of thousands of people connect. And I met so many people when I did my activation tours in the fall of 2021 and in the Mexico activation tour this spring. And so many people said that they use the maps to find people during COVID, during the lockdowns. They use the maps to find local community, and it helped them realize they weren't alone. Some people started homeschooling with people they met through the network. Some people started growing. Some people bought land together. You know what I mean? Like it, real action was taking place and was happening. And that's what makes me most excited. So all of you who've maybe been on the network and you're like, there's nobody in my area, we're expecting an influx of new people. In fact, in recent days, I've had interviews on Children's Health Defense, and we have some interviews on Higher Side Chats coming out talking about this. I'll be talking with James Corbett about the Freedom Cell Network soon as well. So we expect the Freedom Cell Network to continue to grow. So if you go there now and still there's not many people in your area, be patient. And if you come and you say, hey, there's no Freedom Cell in my area, guess what? You're now nominated to start it. You are going to be have to be the one to get things going, because don't assume somebody else is going to do it. So many people are just waiting. They keep checking in. Has anybody created a freedom cell yet? Has anybody created a freedom cell yet? You got to be the leader. We need more leaders and less followers. So what is the Freedom Cell Network? As I mentioned, freedom cells are peer-to-peer groups of approximately 8 people organizing in a decentralized fashion. We do this with education, peaceful non-compliance, and the creation of parallel institutions. You can do things like host Skillshares, food storage, encrypted communications, creating emergency plans, self-defense methods. Your Freedom Cell can be dedicated to parenting. It can be dedicated to homeschooling. It can be dedicated to permaculture. It can do all of these things at once. Maybe you've got a tech-focused Freedom Cell, right? Maybe you've got so many people in your area that you can break off and have some people focusing on the tech side and some people focusing on the health and some people focusing on the parenting, and then all the groups come together to do bigger things. That's the idea, is that we're creating these local cells, but together, when they come together, you end up with 8 groups of 8 in an area. That's 64 people. 64 people can build a lot of gardens. 64 people can put a lot of pressure on politicians. 64 people can create a local economy based on crypto or alternative currency, right? There's so much benefits to us growing that. And that's just one town. Now imagine, as this is happening all over the world, as it is right now and has been. That's why there are freedom cells in India. There are freedom cells in Australia, Germany, Portugal. I just talked to a guy of Brazil freedom cells today. Mexico has exploded in the last 2 years with freedom cells. Mexicans and expats. Hundreds of cells in the United States and Canada, right? And we're hoping with this new website, it reignites people to get more involved, and especially people who maybe you call yourself a freedom cell, but you're just a group of people complaining about the world and bitching and not really doing anything. I'm sorry, but that's not a freedom cell. Freedom cells are solution oriented. We're going to get to the principles here in just a moment because that's what's most important. We want to make sure that everybody who's coming on the website understands that this isn't just a place to come try to spam your articles or spam your latest whatever project you got. Like, that's not the purpose. In fact, we'll be deleting people who will be spamming. We'll be deleting people who don't understand the goal and the focus. We also have this on the front page. Why the number 8? Look, if you're intimidated by the number 8, confused, overwhelmed, if you got 4 people, work with it. If you got 10 people, work with that. If you're accomplishing goals, you're doing freedom cells ultimately, right? But if you want to learn more about the number 8, you can read the Freedom Cell Manual, which is available on the website in Spanish, English, Portuguese, and some other languages coming soon. So the whole idea, though, just to make it clear, is, you know, we're trying to create a new system. We're trying to create a parallel system, not so we can replace the government and be the ones in charge, but because we believe the only answer to creating a better world, and this is before the Great Reset, but even especially now, is to create counter economies, mutual defense groups, alternative food trades, health services, communication networks. We can't depend on their systems. And more people are recognizing that we can't depend on the politicians. We can't depend on the government. And that real change won't come from the ballot box. And it won't come from the bullet either. Neither bullets nor ballots. That's the voluntarist creed. And that's what we believe in. We believe in changing the individual by creating alternatives and leading by example. So that's what the whole Freedom Cell Network is about. And here are our principles. And the idea is that, look, you can call yourself a Freedom Cell if you want, but if you want to use the Freedom Cell website, which allows you to access all these people, and there's also people on Telegram who have Freedom Cells that are sort of a part of our network, we don't control the cells, but we put them on our website and we put them in our directory. And so ultimately, cells that come on the website and don't align with these principles, or people who are on Telegram who call themselves Freedom Cells that don't align with these principles, we don't have any control over them. We can't even tell them to stop calling themselves a Freedom Cell. But we can remove them from the website. We can disconnect them from our directory. And they can still out there do their thing, calling themselves a Freedom Cell, but they will lose all the benefits of the network. And that's just the only way. That's how you work without, you know, we're not going to call the cops on somebody. We're not the government, but we're going to use the power of persuasion and leverage what we have to offer. And those who want to be a part of that will align with these values because we think these values are the future. The first one is decentralized. Freedom Cells is decentralized, horizontally organized, and operates through voluntary association. Nobody has authority over anybody else. Nobody owes anybody. It's voluntarily coming together. And the other thing that we put here, cells should not be dependent on one or two people to function. You know, you need to have group power. And sometimes it's always one person or just a couple of people who are really pulling all the weight. And everybody else are the foot soldiers that show up. And that's nice, but you need empowered group of people. So if you're already in a bunch of activist groups, take out the most activated, most motivated people and start a freedom cell with them. Leave the kind of lazy people who just want to socialize and complain. Leave them to those other groups. Local. Freedom Cell is international in scale because it's involved in countries around the world. But the most important work happens on the local level. So this is where we build community relationships and work towards common goals. So you, if you're going to be doing Freedom Cells, unless you explicitly create a cell on the website that is a online cell based on a topic, which we do have, then the idea is that this is for you to meet people on a local level. So we're decentralized, we're localized. We are also solutions focused. The mantra of the network is assume everyone knows the problems, focus on the solutions. This is not a place to discuss politics, conspiracy theories, or, you know, obsess over what they are doing. We only have limited time and energy, and let's use that. You know, the whole goal is to use that and focus on action. Nonviolent. This is, I think, self-explanatory. The last thing we need is some idiot to come on the Freedom Cell Network or claim they're part of the Freedom Cell Network and go out there and doing some violence. So we make it clear from the beginning, the Freedom Cell Network is a peaceful movement. We believe in creating, not destroying. We're not here to storm the Capitol. We're here to build a new world, right? There's a difference. So we're not here promoting violent revolution or insurrection. We're promoting new institutions and parallel systems. And finally, we're apolitical. We're not focused on voting, lobbying, or politicking. This is not a solution, and we do not believe in any political solutions. We don't support Trump. We don't support Biden. We don't support Bolsonaro. We don't support AMLO. We don't support any other president you can name, prime minister, whatever. We don't support them. We're not about them. If you want to promote your campaign, and this goes for me as well. Some of you know that I ran for mayor in 2019. I might run next year, but I will never use the Freedom Cell website as a place to promote my political adventures to try to wake people up that way, right? Freedom cells are explicitly about building outside of the system. So if you can align with these principles, decentralization, localization, solutions focus, nonviolent and apolitical, then you belong on the Freedom Cell Network, my friends. And that's, I think I've already talked long enough. I'll show you a little bit when you, what it looks like when you log in. Here's the dashboard. This will zoom out a little bit. Shows you, you know, updates. There's Freedom Cells right here. We got a blog. I encourage everybody to come check out the blog. I wrote this last night and it explains all the features more than I'm going to do in this video. We have the maps. You have the whole network. You can check out all the cells, the Telegram cells I mentioned. We have events. You can create events. The Agora Marketplace I was talking about. Operation Underground Railroad. If you want to find out more about that, you can message people. You can connect. Let me just show you the member map really quickly. This is how you come on here, and it's, you know, there's directions that explains everything. But let's say that I wanted to search Chicago, as I mentioned. Chicago, Illinois. I don't know the postcode, country, United States. All right. And let's say I'm specifically, and again, right now, let's just search without adding roles or readiness, because right now, since these are new features, most people probably haven't gone back to their profile just yet to add these options. So I search Chicago, Illinois, without being too specific, and there's about 10 people that pop up, and you can see here's the profiles. Some of these people don't have pictures. Tizak, hey, I met you. Tizak, shout out to you. I met you. He helped me organize the Chicago stop in the activation tour last fall. But there you go. It tells you his skills and resources. You can click on his profile. It kind of tells you when the last time he was active, 4 months. Hopefully he'll come back after this new website. And you can click around. You can see people. You can read about the details. You can go click on the website. We're going to check out Pamela's profile. Profile tells you about her interest, entrepreneurship, et cetera, et cetera. Mission and goals, firearm safety and skills, mushroom identification, strength meditations, how to be stronger in all areas. She sounds pretty cool. So I can send her a connect. I can send her a message. You know, you can look at her timeline, see what she's posted about, see what group she's in, get to know each other, see if you have similar interests. Hopefully Pamela sees this as well. She joined back in November. Pamela, come back and visit the website again. Somebody's going to find you now, I guarantee you. And so that's part of it. You got the cell search, you got the member map and member search. You can just come in here and search by members and be real specific. Do you want to find a landowner? Do you want to find somebody with the permaculture goals, et cetera, et cetera? I'm encouraging you guys, get on the website, join the network, get involved. If you're looking for solutions, if you're looking for community, there's never been a more perfect time than right now. We have this available to you, freedomcells.org. It's available for free. It's going to be free. It'll be free forever. So if you're looking for people, if you feel alone, know that you're not alone. There are so many people out here in this world who are getting connected. And I have full belief that we're going to hit 50,000 people by the end of this year, by as we approach the Greater Reset 4 in January. And then maybe after that, we'll push on the way to 100,000. Imagine that, a network of 50 to 100,000 people, not just on a social network, but connecting for the purpose of liberty, freedom, bodily autonomy, and building new systems. The power that that has, the way that that will positively impact the coming generations, is something that I don't think we have fully even seen yet. But I'm excited. I'm so excited to see where this goes, guys. So check us out at freedomcells.org. Get an account. Get signed up. And I hope to see you on there. You can find me, search The Conscious Resistance or Derek Bros. Send me a friend request. Send me a message. And yeah, till next time, guys, check it out. Let your friends know. Have a good night. Oh, wait. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.